So
it is very important for
all parents who actually want to show real love for their children to facilitate, encourage, and create an environment by which they are protected physically, by food and dress, they are by medicines, they are protected emotionally and mentally by affection, by concern, proper education. And in essence, they're protected spiritually. That all of these things together harmonize in such a way to give them a faith and an enthusiasm to serve God and to love God and to chant the names of God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Guru na sasyat, swajini na sasyat, pita na sasyat, janani na sasyat. Srimad Bhagavatam declares that one has no right to be a guru, a worshipable devata, or a mother or a father, unless they can take the responsibility that their child will never have to suffer birth and death again, but they will perfect their lives in this very life. That is the first duty of a parent. Living in modern civilization, so many obstacles, so many detours from the real path, as you have expressed. Therefore, it is the parents' real expression of love when they come together and they balance things the best they possibly can to really give the treasure of devotion to their children. And that especially means to make the home like the spiritual world, where they see how the mother, the father, the relatives, how they love Krishna. And the parents should make Krishna consciousness not simply an austerity, but a joyful experience. Because actually bhakti is a joyful experience. They should see the parents joyfully serving sadhus, joyfully worshipping the deity, joyfully chanting the holy names, joyfully doing so many nice services for Krishna. This will have a deep impression in their hearts. And according to our ability and our means, we should try to direct them and encourage them in a very wonderful way so that they will naturally blossom with the flower of bhakti. Where there is a will, there is a way. I cannot give too many details because you are the parents. But I can say this, that if you make this a priority and you really care, then you'll really work on making yourself perfect so that you could give more to your children. And you'll use your God-given intelligence to really discriminate and try to chalk out a path in your children's life that will be a genuine expression of true love. We should be very concerned of the association our children keep. If we can somehow inspire them and induce them to find great happiness in the association of devotees, then they will be protected naturally. And Srila Prabhupada expressed in his own life, every morning when everyone else was sleeping, he would he would hear his father ringing the bell and worshiping Radha Govinda and chanting the holy names. That's how he woke up every day, seeing his parents worshiping Krishna. Every day he would invite sadhus to the house and beg for mercy, have kirtan, have harikatha. And still, his father was a merchant who worked hard, but he still maintained such a very deep and sublime, pure spiritual atmosphere at home that deeply affected the children. All the children became great, great Vaishnavas. Ambarish Maharaj was a great king. Read 9th canto of Bhagavatam, how even though he was performing all the duties of the head of state so proficiently, still he orchestrated his life in such a way that he was always remembering Krishna. And his whole family were great devotees. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.